Lord, keep me hoping. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. 1 Peter 3, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Hope is essential in life, especially in times of sickness. No matter how uncertain the future or how disappointing the predicted outcome may be, doctors still try to hold out hope. Without hope, there is little spirit for the fight, little energy to endure. Doctors also remember that they have miscalculated in the past and that hope can prove their predictions wrong. But what happens when there is no more hope? When all the medications have been tried without success? When surgery cannot stop cancer's insidious growth? When the damage caused by an accident cannot be repaired? When the heart muscles cannot be rejuvenated? What then? The pastor followed the doctor into Tanya's room. Just an hour earlier, her physician had told her the bad news. Nothing more could be done. It was just a matter of time. Her family had gathered around her, but everyone had trouble finding words to speak. There didn't seem to be any hope in that hospital room. Or was there? The pastor read Peter's inspired words about the living hope our God has prepared for us through His Son's death and resurrection. As he read, hope's light shone again in that room. He read about the heavenly inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. And hope's light shone even brighter. Earthly hopes pop up for a while, then just as quickly fade away. Our lives endure for a bit, but they eventually expire. One by one, our earthly hopes disappear or are taken from us. But the hope a loving God has given us in Christ lasts forever. Not even death can rob the believer of the hope kept in heaven for us. Of this living hope, we can never hear too much. Its sure message gives us guidance in life and a guarantee in death. Lord, helper of the helpless and hope of the hopeless, shine in my heart with the promises of my inheritance in heaven. I cannot go on without the hope those promises give. Please forgive me when that hope fades and I begin to give up. Please let your word light the way so that I can walk forward with eternal hope. Strengthen me with the conviction that whether I live or die, I belong to you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This devotion is brought to you from the Lutheran Home Association's Grateful Passing Booklet. After listening, we recommend journaling your thoughts. There are dedicated pages in the booklet, a free download on our website. This will allow you to explore your thoughts and feelings, remember your loved ones, or record your ongoing journey through grief. Sometimes, it can be comforting to look back and see how far you've come over time. Most of all, be assured that you can find comfort in God and His grace.